From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. In 1984, an engineer walked into a nuclear power plant under construction and set off radiation alarms. But there was no nuclear material yet on site. Where was the radiation coming from? Testing revealed the man was carrying it on his clothes. Where did he become so contaminated? Turns out, at home. Scientists visited his house and found levels of radon gas 600 times higher than normal, the highest level ever measured inside a building. They immediately moved the man and his family out, then began testing ways to mitigate the gas. Radon starts as uranium, which decays to become other elements and eventually radon, the only element in that chain that occurs naturally as a gas. It's odorless, colorless, and common in small quantities in air, water, and soil, especially above bedrock that contains trace amounts of uranium. But there, it can leach into basements where it concentrates and becomes a health hazard. Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers and is even more dangerous to smokers. A quick Google search can tell you if your area is prone to indoor radon accumulation. If so, buy a do-it-yourself testing kit. If you find high levels, hire a professional. They may recommend sealing all cracks in basement floors and walls or ventilating under the foundation. With some simple precautions, you'll be much safer. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.